Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lakers being sold in what was a surprise, as the Buss family is now selling their majority stake in the Lakers to Mark Walter, who's the head of the investment group that also owns the Dodgers. And the number is staggering. It is $10 billion.
And it does not include Crypto.com Center. That's the old Staples Center.
Right.
That is now Crypto.com Center. It doesn't include that. It only includes a majority stake in the Dodgers, the Lakers, which is mind-blowing to me. You know, when the Celtics were sold for $6.1 billion, it did not include the Garden up there, or TD, whatever they call it, TD Bank Garden. It didn't include that. So now, let's just say for a second, Jim Dolan sees this, and let's say Jim Dolan wants to sell. Remember, he sold Cablevision at its highest point.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sold it for close to $1 billion, maybe $800 million. I mean, this would be the time to do it, especially because not only does he have the Knicks, the Rangers, but he also controls and owns MSG. Now, MSG and the state of New York and, of course, the city of New York City are trying to figure out a way to build a new Pennsylvania train station. And Donald Trump's all aboard on that. And he wants to be a part of that. And that would mean that they would have to move Madison Square Garden. And there's just a lot of angst and stress around, you know, the tax abatements that are associated with the Garden. Where would they move the Garden? I mean, like, there's all these different plans out there. And I would just think that if you're Jim Dolan and you're sitting there and you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, man, the Celtics won for 6.1. The Lakers just won for 10 without the buildings. How much are the Rangers and the Knicks and the building? And he also, of course, owns and runs a Radio City Music Hall. And maybe, and I know he's building, I think, another sphere either in Abu Dhabi or somewhere, United Arab Emirates, I'm not sure. But, I mean, I can't imagine how much this would go for.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you start at double that number for the Dodgers. You start there and then probably go up from there if you're talking about multiple buildings and Radio City Music Hall
and
included.
The network.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot going on there. I don't see Jim Dolan selling. I think Jim Dolan loves being the owner. He hates when people say sell the team. He is a prideful guy. I know that money drives every decision. I just think that he sees this. He's interested, but I really don't see him selling. Now, I thought more of the Steinbrenner family when I saw this yesterday, more than Jim Dolan, because I feel like Jim Dolan's going to hold on to that thing like his baby for the rest of his life, and he's allowed to do that. But the Steinbrenner family, you know, is not like a guy like Mark Walter. You know, they're a wealthy family. There's no doubt about it. But there are people out there like Steve Cohen, like Mark Walter, who could come in and buy the Yankees from the Steinbrenners at this point in their life, and they could cash out in a massive, massive way. Now, how much would that franchise be worth? And that would have to include the building as well. I mean, are we talking 10 to 15?
I mean, just a real estate alone, man. I'm just telling you, it's, and, you know, the whole want to redo Penn Station and to create it as a transportation hub that is like second to none in the world. There's a lot of that driving, I think, you know, the move of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, sure. But
I remember Jim Dolan put $2 billion back into the garden himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's got to be tempting for sure, especially with a couple of franchises. You know, and I wonder how much the Yankees ownership and the Steinbrenners look at this and say, maybe this is the time. Maybe, you know, they don't love going over the luxury tax. You know, Hal is not someone who likes to be in the spotlight like his dad was.
Oh, God, I'll tell you.
Talking about a selling at the highest point situation.
Cuban got out. Snyder got out. Now Jeannie Buss is getting out. I know Snyder was kind of forced out, but still, he got out.
Yeah.
At Eaton, they sold for $6.5 billion, and they have a crappy stadium situation.
We're missing one, aren't we? There's another one, I felt like.
The Celtics.
Yeah. Yes.
Celtics got out. The Lakers got out. The Mavericks, he divested, and so did Dan Snyder. Yeah. I'm sure that, and now the Tampa Bay Rays are for sale.
Mm. Yeah. Broncos was another one.
The Walton family bought them.
Right.
I'm assuming that, I don't know who owns that stadium. I don't know if that's privately held or if it's a, you know, some sort of publicly partnership with the ownership there. I'm not sure. But all I know is that the Knicks, Rangers, and the Garden.
Yeah.
I don't know what that number would be. I really don't. And that's, you know, he's one of the most powerful owners in all of sports.
Yeah, and I know that he loves being that. I mean, as you see him leaving the Garden during the Knicks playoff run and sending the basketballs out the window of the SUVs to kids. I mean, he loves every bit of it. So, you know, he may be able to sell at his highest point, but also, I mean, maybe this isn't the highest point. You know, maybe it just continues to grow and grow and grow. It hasn't seemed to stop.
Just as it, I don't know, the numbers, obviously this group that has decided to spend this much money on that team obviously has a business plan to make sure that they recoup their interest and their investment. But, man, I just, it's shocking, you know, when you see that number.
Yeah, and we were just talking. It's funny because this came out of nowhere, this sale. But we were just talking yesterday about deferments in NBA contracts and if you were able to do that or not. And now that was a big topic yesterday because after this sale, because obviously the Dodgers have done more deferments than anybody. And it was like, oh, I wonder if the, you know, the next Lakers signees are going to be having to defer money. But I actually don't know the cap rules with the NBA, if they get how much money.
I would think that there will be. And by the way, they're going to have to give Luka a new contract.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, 100%.
And this whole thing is going to be built around him.
Yeah. That's why they traded for him. No doubt. So, yeah, if I'm Mark Walter, it's one of the first calls I'm making. It's all right, Luca, what are we doing, man? Put down that Bush Light apple and let's get going.
Yes. Been down a little bit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.